God bless you, Reverend Logan. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for the miracle seed of $88. And I want you to begin to know, Reverend Logan, that the Lord has you in a unique season, has you in a very powerful and prolific time of your life. And yet, the Lord says, you're coming into a time of a deep understanding concerning certain issues. And you're going to find that you're going to have the ability, woman of God, to do some problem solving. You're going to have the ability, woman of God, to turn your ideas into some real impressive things. And you're going to find that as you're coming into a time of deep understanding, you're going to begin to bring some real spiritual revelations and realization and insights into your life. For the Lord was saying to the woman of God that the Lord says, in this hour is where you're going to begin to find that you're going to overcome the fear. And you're going to find yourself even confronting certain injustices. And yea, the Lord was saying to the woman of God that you're going to stand up for yourself. And God says you will not avoid issues, but you're going to deal with them head on. As you prepare, Elder Logan, to prepare to move forward into the month of September. For you're going to begin to see that with that, 6 months or a year from now, you're going to look back and see that September was a time that caused you to begin to make some real important steps. For September shall be a turning point on your path to success. For the Lord says, however you may feel frustrated, it may try to show up in the month of September, but be at peace, because things may seem like they're moving slow, but be at peace. In a way, it seems that life has put you in a straitjacket, but in fact, the Lord says, this is a way that I'm protecting you. I'm protecting you, yea, saith the Lord. And it's almost as if God says, I'm protecting you from yourself, because God says, I'm slowing things down, because you're going to be able to see things from a different realm. And as you get into the presence of the Most High and dwell in the realm of the Spirit, you'll see, woman of God, that you'll be able to make right decisions. So the Lord says, the devil would try to bring irritation. He would try to bring things to break your focus, but stay on top of details, and that is going to be the key. And the Lord says, don't force issues. And yet it seems as if that you're going to have to deal with things that seems like they're wasting your time, but in reality, that's where God has you at, and you're doing deeper, precise inner work, and things cannot be ignored. So if you feel frustrated by the limitations of things that you got to do, this and that and papers, God says, be at peace. It's all a part of the plan. And yet the situation is almost like, in fact, it's almost like two-sided. One side is effort, the other is reward. One side seems like it's a struggle, but the other one is promotion. And yet God says, you're being prepared, woman of God, to move into a string of opportunities that's going to begin to happen for you in the month of October. And you're going to see it continuing all even into next year. So the Lord says, the challenge is to keep up with all that you're called to do. And yet God says you must finish up the work in front of you now to make room for the opportunities that is coming your way. And yet God says, meanwhile, guard your health, especially against the effects of stress and frustration. Elder Logan, the Lord says you would do well to eat healthy foods in a regular and orderly fashion. Go to bed early, read, and widen your view and your mind as staying in the Word in the presence of the Lord. And that's what you're doing. And God says, do not dwell on the negative. Leave those things in behind. For the Lord says, you're in a season of a clearing. You're in a season of an organizing. You're in a season of brand new preparations. So I say to thee, Elder Logan, prepare yourself, because the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee that you're coming into a time of independence. And yet God says you're going to begin to see that there's some things that you must begin to deal with. There's some things that has been created by yourself, but yet God says you're going to be able to see them as they are and learn from them and move forward, because God says he is developing you and preparing you for the next season. Get ready, because you're going to see improvement even around the 14th of September. You're going to see great improvement, for the Lord says the spirit of favor shall be around thee, and some positive things are surely coming your way. And God says, keep your energy, keep your levels up as you prepare to move forward into the month of October. October is going to bring opportunities and change. You may be asked to go on a trip related to work or business. Be at peace. And yet this trip could be unexpected, but will bring some very positive results. Another possibility in October is that you're going to be offered maybe a transfer or a promotion or something. However this plays out, and either way, there will be changes in your environment, and you will have to trust the Holy Ghost and the leading of the Lord. People will change back and forth. Some will seem fickle, saying one thing and doing something else. Not trustworthy, unpredictable, and unassured, and unreliable. But don't let that disturb you, because October is going to be a month of change, while September is a month of building the foundations. And yea, you'll find, woman of God, that as you stand on my word, yea, saith the Lord, you're going to see that now is the time to make some changes. And God says you're going to be able to promote yourself. You're going to reach out to other possible sources of income. And yea, God says, I'm going to cause you to be promoted, and I'm going to raise you up. And that is the word of the Lord. Now listen to the word from the other prophets. Thank you for the miracle seed of $80, Reverend Loken. God bless.
Elder Bernadette.
God bless you, Elder Bernadette. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be much that you're going to accomplish in this season. I'm hearing God says to revamp some things, to restudy some things, and to redo some things. And God says for you not to fear change, because there's going to be change all around you, but it's going to be change for the better. So God says that you're going to be doing a lot of revamping and redoing in this season. And I'm hearing God say for you to get your website up and running. And also there's going to be something of dealing with colors. I'm hearing God say more colors, more colors, more colors. And I don't know if that has to do with your website or what, but more colors. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Bernadette. I just heard the word of the Lord for you this evening to say to trust in him and to rest. God says that you've been under a lot of stress and the tension has built up, especially around your shoulder area. God says to do some meditation, put all your cares and trust in him, and all of that tension is going to be lifted. Stop worrying and move forward, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Reverend Bernadette. I just hear God saying the season to prosper is drawing nigh. God says you're going to begin to draw and move towards greater connections, the right connections in your life, and it's going to prosper you. And I hear God saying that I see a vacation, something doing with business for the ministry. And also, it's going to be pleasure as well. But a trip is going to be taken. It's going to bring about a blessing to you and for you and your family. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Elder Bernadette. I hear the word of the Lord saying swift new beginnings. For Father God says this is the season where you're going to attract many new admirers and many new friendships. Father God says new friendships, new partnerships. And Father God says this is the season to plan the vacation. For Father God says it's time to pack the bag for the cruise. And that is the word of the Lord.